And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. That was something from Dumb, a track off the album called Seeing Green, and you've heard the track called Barnyard. And that was a local release and a release that came out in 2018. You're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR. I'm your host, P-Bone, and hope everyone has had a great semester, and hope you maybe are wrapping up and still getting ready for the holiday break. But if you're sticking around Vancouver, make sure you spend listening to CITR and maybe catching up on some old episodes. If you head to our schedule, you can check out podcasts, and you can check out some of your favorite shows that you may have missed over the busy semester. So anyways, tonight on the program, we're going to be going over some more of my favorite albums that came out in 2018. Last week, I went over a good chunk of them, but I'm still fitting in quite a bit more in this program and a few albums I couldn't fit in last week. I got a lot of great music coming up, and hopefully soon I should have my top 10 finalized. But anyways, yeah, I guess maybe give me a follow on maybe Instagram or Twitter, and I'll probably post it on there just at P-Bone whenever I get around to it. So probably before the end of the year, I'll have my finalized top 10 list. But anyways, these are some of my favorite albums. Kind of hard to fit it all, 10 of them, into one single show, so I decided to go over some of my favorite ones. So Dumb was one of my favorite local releases, and another release that you're going to hear is one of my favorite reissues, and that's something from the Bush Lady album by Alanis Abomson. And that was reissued by Constellation Records this year. And they did a really, really great job of it. They always do a really amazing presentation on some of their vinyl releases. From the album Bush Lady, you can hear a track called Theo Part 2. It's kind of a longer form track, so we'll hear this one, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Alanis Abomson.
Avertis, plusieurs personnes sont allées cacher leur famille dans un ravin. D'autres, dans un endroit que l'on appelle encore si beau sec. Et d'autres sont restées. Dans la nuit, le major Roger et ses hommes ont bondi dans le village. Ils ont brûlé toutes les maisons, à l'exception de trois, parce que c'est là qu'on conservait le maïs pour nourrir les gens durant l'hiver. Ils ont tué beaucoup de monde. Thank you. Mais nos guerriers qui revenaient de Québec, avertis, les ont poursuivis. Ils ont détruit leur bateau. Les Blancs aussi ont perdu des hommes. Le lendemain, ceux qui étaient au ravin sont revenus dans le village. Il y en avait qui avaient perdu un frère, des sœurs, un père, une mère. Dans ce temps-là, le prêtre, autant que possible, il baptisait tout le monde. Il donnait des noms. Des noms des saints qui disaient les filles, presque toutes les filles, s'appelait Marie, Marianne, mais nous autres, dans notre langage, la lettre R, on l'a pas. On remplaçait avec le L. On disait Mali, Maliane. Une petite fille qui s'appelait Maliane, c'est elle qui chante quand elle revient du ravin. Assise par terre, je m'ennuie. Maliane s'ennuie. Où sont mes amis? Odanak redevient une forêt.
back. That was Theo Part 2 by Alanis Abomsawan off the Bush Lady album that was recently reissued by Constellation Records. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is going to be on air until 11 p.m. tonight. And once again, we're going over some of my favorite releases that came out in 2018. And one of which was a recent one, and that's an artist named Competition. He has a new album out called You Turned Into a Painting, and it's a guy based out of Newcastle, and his name is Craig Pollard, making some really kind of bedroom poppy, lo-fi kind of sounding stuff, but it's a really, really short album. It actually clocks in at only about 17 minutes, so didn't quite feel it was long enough to be on my top 10 album, but I did listen to it quite a few times. From the You Turn Into a Painting album, you can hear a track called This Is Fine.gif. After that, you can hear something from the new Marissa Nadler album that came out recently, and then we'll see what we get to after that. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Competition. This track is called This Is Fine.gif.
That car in the cul-de-sac. Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Lord, I need a creative outlet. How on earth can I channel everything that's inside of me?
You know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
Pardon me?
Yeah, you can illustrate for Discorder magazine or take photographs of events and artists, and they can teach you how to use Photoshop in their media lab.
That is so exhilarating. It fills my soul with lightning.
Yeah, just email volunteer@citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. What you just heard was something from Marissa Nadler's new album called For My Crimes, and you heard the track called Said Goodbye to That Car. And she's a Boston-based singer, and didn't get a chance to listen to this enough, but really liked it when I did, but it wasn't quite enough to make my top 10 list, but I did enjoy listening to it this past year. And before that, you heard something from Competition, a track called This Is Fine.gif is off the U Turned Into a Painting album that just came out on a record label called Slip Records. And Competition is based out of Newcastle. It's the work of a guy named Craig Pollard. Up next, we're going to hear some more of my favorite albums that came out this year, and one of which is an interesting album from Cheryl Lombides. And Cheryl Lombides is a longtime kind of drony ambient, or I guess, yeah, more drony kind of like music that has been around for a long time. They put out a lot of stuff on the Cranky record label. And it's the work of a duo, a married couple named Tom and Christina Carter, who operate, I think, based out of Austin, Texas. And their latest release is kind of a interestingly titled Tom and Christina Carter. So I guess that's the title of the album, but anyways, I guess they haven't used that set of words for one of their titles. Anyways, the new album has a few tracks that are kind of long form. They clock in at around 10 minutes. One of them is up to around 20 minutes, which is very similar to the length of most Cheryl Lombides tracks. So you can hear one of those longer tracks. It's something called Gone. And we'll just hear this one, and I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. And this year was one of the years that Tom Carter has actually played in Vancouver. Back in May, he did a show at the Lido, just a solo show, which is pretty interesting. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is from Cheryl Lombides. This track is called Gone. Thank you. And we're back. That was something from Cheryl Lombard's and a track called Gone. It's taken from the Tom and Christina Carter album by Cheryl Lombard's, who are the two members of the group. And so you're tuned into Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and hope everyone's doing pretty good on this holidays ramping up show, I guess. And once again, we're going over some of my favorite albums that came out in 2018. And this time we'll move into a little bit more electronic territory, and you can hear something from Joyful Talk, a Canadian release that came out on the Constellation record label. The new album is called Plurality Trip, and you can hear a track off of it, something called Peace Fight. And Joyful Talk are a duo. I do believe they're based out of, Nova Scotia. And I think they put out a few releases on this label. After Joyful Talk, you can hear something from a release that I meant to play last week, and that's something from Puce Mary. The new album that came out is something called The Drought. You can hear a track off of it called Fragments of a Lily, and this is out on the record label called Pan Records. Really great electronic label. Definitely check out some more of the stuff that they've put out. So you're going to hear these two tracks, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is a track called Peace Fight by Joyful Talk.
Thank you. Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
And that was some absolutely punishing and drilling techno, or electronica, I guess, from Puce Mary. That was a track called Fragments of a Lily, taken from the Drought album. Very heavily textured, kind of industrial, haunting electronica. Before that, you heard Joyful Talk with Peace Fight, which is taken from the album called Plurality Trip. And that was a few of the albums that were in my favorite albums of 2018, but not quite my top 10. So anyways, up next, you're going to hear something from another album that I really enjoyed, and that's something from Tirza. The new album is called Devotion, and that came out, I think it came out a few months ago out on the, it's out on the Domino record label. For some reason, I want to say XL Records. Really, really great album, kind of smooth, soulful kind of R&B sound. And you're going to hear a track off of it called Say When, and then, we'll see what we get to after that. You can probably hear some more electronica stuff. The track you're going to hear is something called Go Now, and then after that, you can hear something from, Niagara as well as Isabella, but we'll see what we get to, after that. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Tirza. This track is called Go Now.
Something's happened that I'm missing, and it's taking over me. Cause you're not home so early, thinking you've been fucking with me. Thank you. don't see you. So I'm thinking what you're thinking for me. Good enough for me.
Thank you.
And from the Peter Manerfelt production label, that was something from Isabella, a track off the Whistle release. Then you heard the track called Residual, and that was a 12-inch put out, and that's the work of Isabella Cohn, an artist that's out on the Peter Manerfelt record label. And I do believe she's based out of the U.S., and yeah, somewhere in the United States. Anyways, you are tuned in to Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone. And I hope you enjoyed the show. And yeah, so I hope you had a great semester too. And if you're a student here at UBC and you're looking for something to do, you can get involved with CITR perhaps next semester. You can drop by the station or check out our website, citr.ca, to find out different ways that you can get involved. And yeah, so definitely check out the website, citr.ca, and you can check out podcasts and a list of songs that I recently played. So I'm going to leave you this evening with something from a release from Ron Morelli. And Ron Morelli is the guy behind a label called Lies Records. And I played Lies pretty often in 2018. And his newest release is something called Disappearer. And it came out on the Hospital Productions record label. You're going to hear a track off of it called Hole in the Head. Really, really great, kind of dark, haunting electronica. Very, I don't know, just kind of hard to put the word on it. But anyways, definitely check out some more stuff from Ron Morelli and more stuff from his fantastic label called Lies Records. And I'll be back very soon with some more new music. So keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. I'm going to close it off tonight with something from Ron Morelli. This track is called Hole in the Head. Thank you.
repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off.